Martin, first of all, I would imagine coming here at the start of the game, would you have taken a draw?
The way things are going at the club and the injuries we got, yeah, I certainly would have. It's not been negative or anything like that, but I know Southport are a decent team on their own patch.
Obviously, taking a two-goal lead in this game, everything looked to be going rather well after about 15 minutes.
Well, it was outstanding. I thought we played some good stuff. The formation worked, and we were doing all the right things that, you know, we've been telling the players to do, and just have the confidence to cuddle balls into the corners. You know, you've got willing runners of Ryan and Klukes and Marshy, but then after that, we stopped doing the good things, didn't we? We started taking extra touches in the midfield, and then we were getting caught and robbed, and all of a sudden it was a free kick. Then it was in our box, and then all of a sudden it was chance after chance for them. I thought, well, let's see how we go. But then the fluke one of the corner come in, whether it was a foul on Bits or I'm not too sure. I have to see it myself. But then after that, it was, can we get into half time? Because at 2-2, we still look vulnerable.
Chris Todd's adjudged to have made the foul for the penalty. Did you see it as a penalty?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's got on the outside, then he's come back on the inside, and he has wrapped him. You know, so I've got no complaints with that. So, yeah, that just, like I said, that gave him another boost, didn't it? But second half, I thought it went a little bit quiet, and probably till the last 10 minutes when we had a couple of chances, and then they had a couple of chances, and then they hit the bar. So we could have lost it in the end.
The financial side of the club, I know, is a real cloud over things at the moment. How's that affecting you and the players?
Harder than what probably people, you know, understand what's going on. You know, so I've been working probably 11, 12 players now for quite a number of weeks now. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually look fatigued today. But I've got to keep playing them. I can't go out and bring somebody in. The injured players don't look like they're coming back. So it's all hands to the pump. But I give credit to the players. They worked to the 90th minute today.
And in terms of the injuries, we saw Luke Graham back on the bench today. Josh O'Keefe played a part. Anybody else on the way back?
It was a gamble putting them two on the bench. Yeah. You know, I know the physio's been harping at me all week not to include them. but I just couldn't. I couldn't come in with 14 players again today. It does look embarrassing at times. But, you know, the ones that are here and the lone players, you know, they're working hard for me. That's all I can ask.
And I understand the players are doing Movember, where they're growing a moustache. Are you going to get involved in that?
Well, do you know what? I've had so many things on. I've given it to the players, and they're all for it, and apparently the shaving the legs and something else and everything. And if you want the truth, I haven't even thought about it. And it's such a great cause that, obviously, now I've got this game out of the way, I can concentrate on what's going to happen this coming week.
We've not got to start till Thursday, so you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll probably need longer to grow a tash, don't worry.